Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States is reviewing the future of American policy towards North Korea under President Joe Biden. State Department spokesperson Ned Price said that all future policies will prioritize the safety of Americans and allies against the threats posed by North Korea's nuclear and ballistic missile programs and malicious cyber attacks. Price also mentioned the importance of improving the lives of both the South Korean and North Korean people. Price added that close cooperation with key U.S. allies in East Asia is necessary to move North Korea towards denuclearization.
We are doing that in close consultation with our South Korean allies, with our Japanese allies, and with other allies and partners, both in the Indo-Pacific and more broadly as well, knowing that, again, just as we said in the case of Iran, we need to have them with us if we are going to take an effective and ultimately successful approach vis-a-vis the challenge of North Korea's nuclear program, its ballistic missiles program, its other areas of concern.
Recently appointed U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, echoed this sentiment in a press conference on March 2nd. Thomas-Greenfield emphasized the importance of engagement with U.S. allies in the region. "We do believe that North Korea constitutes a serious threat to our peace and security and to the globe," said Thomas-Greenfield in a press conference. "And so, we have a vital interest in trying to deter North Korea toward that goal, and also in defending against its provocations or use of force. The United States is committed to coordinating closely with South Korea and Japan on North Korean policy in order to protect American citizens and U.S. allies, and to maintain peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula."
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.